Matthew 19, verse 27. Then Peter responded to him, "Look, we have left everything and followed you. So what will there be for us?" Jesus said to them, "I assure you, in the Messianic age, when the Son of Man sits on his glorious throne, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel." Next verse. "And everyone who has left houses, brothers or sisters, father or mother, children or fields, because of my name, will receive 100 times more and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last." When you become a true disciple of Jesus, many people in our congregation have experienced it. It's real. Through the ages, when you read history of people that have walked with God and that God did great things with, quietly or loudly, the story is the same. There has to be a leaving for there to be a cleaving. If you are meant to please God, you will be opposed. And the number one people that will cause you grief, especially at the beginning, will be your family members. It's real, it's direct. There are people here whose families are causing trouble for them, real pain, because they are trying to grow in the knowledge of God. Some get beaten. People have been handed over to the police and beaten by the police. When they're living in sin, committing everything, there was no problem. The moment they started being good, being righteous, their parents who go to church beat them, hand them over to be beaten, do all sorts of things. This is not something that happened in the time of Jesus. It's happening now. It's the devil. And God is checking if you are disciple material. Because a believer is not a disciple. Believers believe. Disciples live. Disciples forsake. Disciples endure pain and say, "Jesus first, maybe mommy or daddy second." Believers typically have Jesus there, but well, you know, it's what we are seeing now. Let's not carry this thing on our head. That's how they roll. A real disciple says Jesus first. If it clashes with anything in my life, I drop it. If there's a hitting of head between choose Jesus, choose education, choose Jesus, choose church, choose Jesus, choose money, choose Jesus, choose job, choose Jesus, choose man, woman, husband, wife, they go with Jesus. That's why he didn't mention one thing. He said houses, brothers, sisters, father, mother. It's a real test. Why is the test in a place? The test is placed the same way. It is not everyone that writes jam that gets admission. He's trying to reduce the number. Do you notice that these guys are going to rule? Do you hear Jesus say he set up a throne and they rule with him? If everyone rules, who will they be ruling? He's doing a selection process. This is not becoming a believer or born again. This is the process of chosen. Have you heard before that many are called, few are chosen? It's real. He wasn't just talking. You know what you used to think he meant? You thought he meant many are called in the world, few are chosen because they became believers. No, many are called and they came and they got born again, but few were chosen out of them. All cannot become. So some people in that age to come have to be small people, ordinary people, and there has to be the rulers that can rule with Christ, that qualify, that suffer with him, like David's mighty men. David was living in caves, the caves, running through the bush, they were running through the bush, suffering with David. All they needed to do was cross over and join Saul, and their life would have been at peace. They would be at home with their families, but they left their families and went out into the wilderness and joined David. David is a picture of Jesus. This example is throughout the Bible, from Noah before Abraham. Noah and his family were the only ones building a boat. Didn't Noah have a father and a mother? Where are they? Why were they not on that boat? Didn't Noah have brothers and sisters? Where are they? Why were they not on that boat? He had to leave them and become a fool building a boat on a place that is not a river. He built that boat possibly up to 120 years if he built it every second. But let's not presume that. He built one thing. Look at the size. He kept building it. Can you imagine the spectacle? It's not like he picked up the thing. He built it, took time, shaped it, carved it out. Can you imagine all the questions? Noah, what's this one for? God said he's going to destroy the world. Noah, yes. Noah, how many times have I called you? Noah, this is how it starts. Can you imagine the ridicule he endured? Noah, it never rained. Noah, it never rained. Okay, Noah, well done, Shem, Ham, Japheth. Now don't talk to your papa. Mrs. Noah, well done, how far with the boat? How many of you think we're smiling? when the water reached their waist. There was one family on a boat, one. Nobody ever seems to be making sense when you're the only ones. When the 12 apostles were following Jesus, when Jesus was tried, about to be crucified that morning, Peter denied Jesus. I don't know, you know. Do you think it's easy? This same Peter, it's very hard. You see all these people that go to church? I don't know what percentage of them are disciples. I don't know if 1% of human beings on earth know what. They don't even know. Most of you have been going to church all your life. Do you know this? But it's been in your Bible forever. It's always been there. Because it's not preached. Because most of the preachers have no clue. And they may have had, but they can't pay the price. Say, no, I can't give up. No, I've given up some things now. Jesus didn't ask you to give up some things. He said you should give up all. This does not mean you don't live with your family normally, but I can assure you, they will cause you grief. There will be something God will tell you that will make them have a meeting over your head. They will discuss you. They will ask, wait, come. Are you saying I'm not a Christian? Hey, before you were born, were you there when I prayed for you to be born? There's nothing they will not say. The problem is that you have chosen to make God number one. When God was number two, three, four, five, there will not be any problem. The moment God takes number one, right away, I am your father. The Bible says, they'll quote the Bible to you to disobey God. They'll tell you, continue among sinners. The Bible says, don't be deceived. Evil company corrupts good manners. You and I know where we are coming from, the churches from long ago. Some of us, you know, all of us in the group, like sinners, you leave church meeting, go and sin. They say, no, be there. You cannot leave our church. That group you're with will take you to the lake of fire. And they rather you go to the lake of fire rather than when they go to church, they don't see your children. And they ask, elder, somebody, your children, you can't keep your house under control? Are you sure you're worthy? They can't endure the ridicule because they are not disciples. They can't walk away from that church. They've been there for 35 years. They can't pay that price. So they can't let you pay that price too.